Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country from my Moss Nissan studio. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working the Third Watch tonight, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. We appreciate the job that you do doing that on the Third Watch. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is with us, and she's going to get right with it because I know she's got a lot to talk about. Good morning, Miss Rosemary.
Captain, good morning to the team. Yeah, it's blessing night. Boy, I was really praying some blessings in there for a while there. Anyway, okay. And Maria, I heard about that cute thing you sent the captain. By the way, everybody, be sure to be tuned in tomorrow night because I'm going to continue with something special for y'all tomorrow. But let's put some blessings. I think we need some blessings on everyone. And you know how that goes. Everybody that's listening right now, you get blessed. If you're new, you get blessed. I do these once a week, meaning I pre-prayed, and it was a little rough last night, but I got through it, and I did pre-pray. So, but I have a few names, of course. Marie in Germany, to Major Mac, to Stephen Talon, George the Godfather, Cynthia, our world traveler, Flip, our favorite radio partner, and also Flip to all the to all your friends also, I'll just put it that way, to Irene and to Danny in Sarasota, Bradenton. Boy, I got a lot of names down in that area coming up out too. Professor Dan from Indiana. Dan, if you're listening, Dan is getting ready to go on a holidays with his humongously big family. They're all coming from different parts. It's going to be difficult, I know. He's gathering together, I think in Alabama, and then for a couple weeks he'll be there. And Dan, if again, you've got my prayers. Call me if you need prayer, if any of you need prayer in that. And call me. Don't be afraid to. All the Trump clubs, Valdosta, Georgia, one of the favorite places there, and James, our expert paper locator, relocator. I'll get it. Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. Yes, he's always there. Al in Nebraska and his son, to Richard, our Marine in Oregon. I hope they don't have fires up there in Oregon. I don't know. I know in California it's getting kind of goofy. Dave in Indiana, James in Clearwater, Cousin Vinny, I hope that you're recuperating, Cousin. He's had kind of a rough time there for a while. LJ in Michigan, Sondy in Wisconsin, Eric, our favorite local veteran with two sons that served. One is still in the military, and the other, I think he's starting some kind of a job here. Anyway, wonderful family also. We wish them well. Now, we can't forget you truckers and drivers. You are the ones that, oh, my goodness, and there's new ones. I've just got to go fast with this. Our famous Catwoman and Road Dog, Trucker Ed. And I got a new one there, Dirty Ernie. Hi, Dirty Ernie. Okay, Mark the Trucker, Thomas our Suicide Jockey, and all you Suicide Jockeys. I got that name out there tonight. To Dave, our Uber driver, to all you Creek Carrier drivers, Schaefer drivers, Hunt drivers, FedEx drivers that come in here several times a day. God bless you all. I say again, with the weather problems we've had, wouldn't want to be all. Sarasota, Bradenton, way too many people. And the good news is, and I've been trying, I know the captain's sharing, and I think that the captain's going to be back at Mixon Farms for gatherings next month. You want to listen to him about that, because I know some of you kind of like to do that, or you may have not have done it and want to do it. And I know some of you are talking about it, so I myself said I would like to get there sometime. I'll tell you, if I could get over all the things that I'm doing. To the U.S. Coast Guard preparing us, and by the way, I know I shouldn't say anything, we've been pretty God's blessed us with that so far, but we still have a month to go with the hurricanes. But the U.S. Coast Guard's got us prepared. To Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia, and all of you in Atlanta, Georgia, Beverly and Inglewood, to Sue, our retired 911 operator, to Penny, and I could go on and on, to all of our military, to all of our veterans listening, and I know that you all make up a large, large part of this audience. And I just want to say, from my own self, because I don't do any specials right now for you all, but I want to tell you, you mean so very much. I don't know. I can't even imagine what some of you, because we've got holidays coming up. That's a rough time. But we just appreciate all you veterans. And I'm just saying this from what I understand. Most of the people on Captain's show, even though they have different jobs now, they're veterans. So you make up a large part of this show. My heart goes with you. I don't need a veterans line. I was going to have that, but I love everybody. But you know that you can call me anytime if things get real rough. You guys and gals know that. And if I can't get you help in the cabinet, we've got numbers. Don't worry. And all you people in the military, to the captain's side, to everybody that's serving in the military, God bless you all. So let me just put those prayers over everybody tonight. That means anybody I did not name and everybody I did name. And yes, we're going to continue this tomorrow. Got even a special night tomorrow night, so be sure to tune in tomorrow at this time, and you might be surprised. Anyway, God bless you all, God bless America, and God bless you, Captain Matt. God bless everyone. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. This is Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She did a bang-up job there. We appreciate her very much. And, again, if you want to opine or if you need to get a hold of Miss Rosemary for any reason, I have her number. And I'd be happy to give it to you. I don't give it out on the air because if I did that, she'd have thousands of people calling her, and she can't quite handle that kind of a load. So we just do it kind of like one person at a time. And also, don't forget that coming up, as she said, in November, let me see here. Where's my calendar? November 7th, I believe it is, Thursday, November 7th, I'll be starting up my first Have Lunch with the Captain again at Mixon Farms. So we'll be down there at Mixon Farms for lunch on November the 7th. And you folks down there in Sarasota, Manatee County that want to come out, that were participating in that before, put it on your calendar. And we'll be happy to oblige, because I'll be there from noon to 1:30, just like I used to. So you're going to like that, and I'm going to like seeing everybody again down there. It is what it is. That's why we call it the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more, including your phone calls, because we're going to let Nancy give you the phone number. Or Kathy. Why do you say Nancy? Kathy. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, Fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, up there at Relief Factor out in Kirkland, Washington, right there in the Seattle, Washington area. They are the makers of Relief Factor, and that's the product that I've been talking about for several months now. And believe me when I tell you, folks, it worked for me, and it'll work for you, too. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain like I have been, and I had to take prescription drugs, and I'm sick and tired of it because it had side effects, and I need to not have the side effects. Effects I was having, getting dizzy once in a while and getting tired when I shouldn't have got tired and all that. But I have arthritis, and arthritis, as most of you know, can be debilitating and crippling. But in my case, it's not. It's just painful. But I'm taking Relief Factor for that, and it works. Simply put, it works. It worked for me. I got on the three-week quick start program. That's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, where you go through the website relieffactor.com/captain. You order the $19.95 3-week quick start, pay the shipping and handling on it. It comes to you in about 3 to 5 days, and you start taking it as it tells you. Now, don't cut any corners. You take it 3 times a day to begin with. You take it with breakfast, you take it with lunch, you take it with supper. All right? And then you do that until you run out. And you will know 2 to 3 weeks down the line whether or not that's going to work. Now, if it does, it's going to save you a lot of money that you would have to have paid on a prescription drug, which you don't need to do. And, again, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. See what happens. The website, again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It'll work for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. Got to say a special shout out tonight. We're getting a lot of comments from some of our new stations, and I want to welcome aboard KSLM 1220 AM and 104.3 FM in Salem, Oregon. Hello to you folks out there, and we appreciate you. Got several comments from listeners telling us about the show, and I certainly appreciate the fact that you guys have chimed in the way you have. And also to WVWI AM 1000 in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the western part of the Bahamas down there. And we're getting a lot of comments in from you guys as well. All right, I'm not sure, but I think I've got Ian on the line right here on this phone. Is that you, Ian, there on this line right here? Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to bring this to the audience, your attention, and the audience's attention. I think this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. The Senate today at 1:45 is going to take up a vote. Mitch McConnell's going to let it happen. They're going to try to override the veto. If you remember back earlier this year around March, President Trump declared a national emergency on the border. And, of course, the open borders crowd ran to the courts and tried to shut it down. And the court said, nope, it's legal. He can do it. Well, the House of Representatives, because it's controlled by the Democrat, passed the override. Now it's going to the Senate. They need 67 votes. Basically, what they want to do is they want to override the president's veto so they can dissolve, negate, kill that emergency declaration. You follow me so far?
Yeah, I do. Keep going.
That vote's going to come up at 1:45 this afternoon. McConnell's going to let it happen. We need to flood the Senate, the United States Senate, say do not override President Trump's veto of the national border, you know, the declaration of emergency. So I was wondering if you could give me the Senate's phone number and we could put this out. And if you don't believe me, I might have my, I don't think I'm wrong, but I think Denise Simon would know about this. We cannot allow them to override his veto. We cannot allow them to dissolve this national declaration of emergency down at the border. They're trying to chip away at immigration enforcement. There's enough of these open borders creeps, even amongst the Republicans, that they just may well get away with it. So I was wondering if you could give me the number for the Senate.
Yeah, I can give you the number right now. I'll give everybody the number, and I'll repeat it. It's 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. And then there's a second number, 202-225-7000. 202-225-7000. That's Mitch McConnell's number. So you got two numbers, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to call, and I'm going back to sleep, but again, I'm going to get up later and go to work. But I'm going to call around 10 this morning when the Senate offices are open. And they're in session now. They're up there. You know, they're not on vacation or anything. They're up there. And this thing's supposed to go up for vote around 1:45 this afternoon. And for what I read right now, they got 54 Democrats and 11 Republicans. Well, that's 55, and they need 67 to override. And then we just can't let this happen. If they do that, I mean, not only are we going to have going back to the immigration invasion. It's still going on, by the way, the immigration invasion. Trump's doing a good job, but his hands are tied. Just think what he could do if everybody was on the same page. But at any rate, they're trying to shut down his modest efforts. And like I said, they're trying to override his veto. We can't let that happen. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, and thank you very much, Ian, and we appreciate that. Okay, I think I know who this is. If this is who I think it is, we're going to have 60 seconds with Todd. Is that you, Todd?
Let's get down to business, boss. Let me say to you fake Republicans, we're not giving you a dime for your reelection because you haven't lifted a finger to help Donald Trump. If I was a senator, I'd be out there every day saying that do-nothing Democrats haven't done one thing to help the American. Impeach, impeach, impeach. They're running around like cockroaches. They haven't lifted a finger to help blacks, help Spanish people, help the American people, whether you're white, Chinese, or anything. So you don't, every family member has one idiot that's a Democrat. I know it's terrible when you have to get around, you have to look at them and say, what, are you stupid? Donald Trump is a one-man band. He's doing everything he can. Let me tell you, fake Republicans, if you vote and try to override his veto on the border, I tell you right now, you might as well all quit like you fake Benedict Arnold did in 2016 or 2018 when you House members took the House, when 70 of you left the House. We don't need you. God bless Donald Trump, but stand up for America and let's get to work, and God bless our veterans.
All righty. Well, that's Todd in Tampa, and Todd brings up a couple of really good points there. Now, there's so much fake news that's out there, okay, that I'm not sure that I would believe exactly everything that's being reported about 54 Democrats, because there's not 54 Democrats in the Senate. It was 53 to 47 was the advantage Republicans. So I wonder if he meant 54 Republicans, which they don't have 54 Republicans either. So something's not right. Those numbers don't jibe with what's in the Senate. The count is 53 to 47 advantage Republicans. So something doesn't jibe there. But we'll see. But anyway, the phone number for the Senate, if you want to call them today, 202-225-3121. Now, that's the general switchboard. I'll give it again. 202-225-3121. That's the general switchboard. And when you call that, you give them your zip code, and you get either one of your two senators, whichever one you want to be connected to. They'll ask you if you want to talk to, in our case, let's say Florida, if you want to talk to Senator Rick Scott, his office, or if you want to talk to Senator Marco Rubio, his office, and that's the way it works. So 202-225-3121, and then you go from there. And I will check on this with Denise Simon when I hear from her in a little while. But anyway, very interesting points were brought up by our two callers there. And I wouldn't put anything past anybody these days, as far as what's going on in the Senate and the House. But certainly we have lots of things that we have to take care of. Now, let's see here. Let me check and see what this message is in case this is something that this is, I think, from Steve in Thailand. Let's see. Okay, Steve in Thailand, wherever you are. It's taken a while for this to pull up. I'm sorry about that, Steve, but the internet is being real slow tonight, so I'm trying to get your message as fast as I can so I can see what it is you want to say. Okay, Ian and Todd, all right, here we go. Ian and Todd sound worried, as am I. I am sure the Republicans who are part of the deep state and that they're working against President Trump behind the scenes. Yeah, it could be a very good point there, Steve, but let's just see what happens and err on the center of caution here. Although, I would call the number 202-225-3121 and get yourself on the record. And remember, when you call these guys, always tell them that you're a veteran, and they right away go, ka-ching, 22 million veterans, or you're a Teamster. Right away they go, oh, geez, 600,000 Teamsters, or whatever. Always make sure you do that, because that gets their attention. All right, we're coming right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending his pullout of U.S. troops from Syria after bipartisan criticism. He says it's true that Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash for abandoning the Kurds who fought Islamic State militants alongside the United States. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism is coming from allies like Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Senator Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Both parties came together in the House to condemn the president's withdrawal. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our next military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by your good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I got an idea for you that's going to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. And in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I mean exactly what I'm saying, unlimited earning potential. Let me give you an example. You will start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech. You have the opportunity the first year to make even more than that. Certainly the second year, and the more that you do, the more that you know, the more that you want to work, you could make a six-figure salary in the not-too-distant future once you become an aviation maintenance tech. They are very much in demand, and it still takes a certified aviation maintenance tech to keep the aircraft in the air. It's not a job where they're going to have computers doing the work. That just isn't going to happen. So check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Don't forget always to tell them the captain sent you. That will definitely give you the white gloves treatment in the door, and you'll feel like $1 million, I guarantee you, when that's all said and done, because they take very, very, very good care of the people from my program that go over there to check them out. All right, here we go. CNN, Communist News Network, reporting Turkish President Erdogan has dismissed all U.S. calls for a ceasefire in northern Syria and said that he's not worried about American-imposed sanctions or the advancement of Russian-backed Syrian forces towards the Kurdish border or towards the Turkish border as he continues to move inland with his troops a little at a time. And by the way, they're meeting some pretty stiff resistance from the Kurds, who have a system of tunnels that they're moving around with underneath the Turks and popping up here, there, and everywhere and just blasting them. Now, the U.S. forces have played the role of peacekeeper in the Syrian city of Manbij since the Kurdish-led partner force liberated the city from ISIS fighters back in 2016. And now Russian and Syrian troops are filling that void as the U.S. has pulled their troops out of Syria. Now, when U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper launched a review this summer of his department-wide offices known as the Fourth Estate, he made it clear that everything, including cuts to the programs and personnel, were on the table. So now there's going to be an impact to the Pentagon's acquisition office in terms of what they'll acquire and what they won't, and money that may be moved elsewhere than where they were talking about to begin with. So we'll see what happens. Also, the U.S. carried out a secret cyber strike on Iran in the wake of the Saudi oil attack. Remember that? Because back on September the 14th, the United States reportedly carried out a secret cyber operation against Iran in the wake of that attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Now, Washington and Riyadh, of course, both blame that attack on Tehran. And what's going to happen after all this? Don't know. Tehran will probably turn around and retaliate back with their own cyber attack. We'll see how that all plays out. And don't forget that somebody asked me just a minute ago where I get my military news from. I get it from normally from Military Times, and a lot of the stories come from there. But then I get some military stories that come from other sources like Defense News, or occasionally the Associated Press, and once in a while the regular newspapers too. Now, the House vote on the resolution to rebuke President Trump's Syria troop withdrawal took place yesterday, and it passed 360-something to 70-something, I think it was, or something along those lines. But anyway, 129 Republicans joined the Democrats in that one. So that was kind of a surprise to a lot of folks. And money and hatred for the Kurds is what's driving Turkey's Syrian fighters, because the Syrian fighters have vowed to kill pigs and infidels. They paraded their Kurdish captives in front of cameras, and in one graphic video actually killed several of them. showing what they feel about the situation when it comes to the Kurds, regardless of who they are, which is why a lot of people are upset about that. But again, as I tried to explain, and as Colonel Jim tried to explain yesterday, there's about a half different variations of the Kurds, and the ones that were aligned with us were the Peshmerga Kurds. They're the ones that moved back when we moved back. Now, the U.S. troops, some of them, who will move back, have moved back, and some of them are talking. One of them, a combat vet, who was part of an Army Special Forces team, recalled the night in the Islamic State when a car bomb exploded near the Kurdish unit he partnered with, and how he had to jump into action as a medic and treat some of the people that were there. And he said that he was having a problem thinking that that sort of thing was going to go on again. And in the meantime, several U.S. military and defense officials, including personnel deployed to Syria right now, have expressed dismay at how the Trump administration had handled the whole situation over there. But keep in mind, yesterday we flew two sorties and went after an ammunition dump that we left behind and blew it up rather than allow the enemy to get their hands on a bunch of ammunition. It was at a cement factory in the area that we had just abandoned. And I didn't even know about it until late in the afternoon when it came out as a news story that the Pentagon had reported that two sorties, which means two different missions, by our fighters, our fighter bombers, went over there and destroyed the ammunition dump. Lots of ammunition was reported to have been there, way too much for them to be able to carry out. Now, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and the current Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, along with some others, are traveling to Ankara, Turkey on Wednesday to press Turkey to halt its offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters. We'll see how that plays out. And definitely you'll hear a lot of reports about that today on the Alphabet Soup networks. So keep that in mind. And the Army has announced they're starting to roll out new talent management initiatives like the assessment for battalion commanders, but the focus on officers is not the final stop. So says Army Chief of Staff General James McConville. Now, a lot of things are happening in the modern military, happening very fast, I might add, and we're trying to go more techie out on the battlefield, which is good, but when you're fighting a guerrilla war, which we do in a lot of cases, tech doesn't mean much of anything, especially when you're getting ambushed every time you turn around. But anyway, we'll be right back with the next Truckers and Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, a little eastbound and down, loaded up in truck, and Jerry Reed behind the wheel of that big old 18-wheeler going on down the highway. And I'll tell you what. He's up there. Fred's on the front seat. You got Bandit up front. Frog's in the front seat with him. And old Sheriff is chasing him somewhere up there on one of those clouds, I'm sure. All righty. Well, a rapidly intensifying storm system will bring very strong winds, heavy rainfall, rough surf, beach erosion, and a tidal flooding from the northeast all the way up into New England, all the way to Maine through Thursday night. Now, the strong winds may bring down some trees, power lines, and cause power outages. Rough surface combined with the high astronomical tides, which will lead to minor to moderate tidal flooding. Now, we'll see what happens with all of that, because right now I'm going to go up into the northeast, and I'm going to start with Virginia and just work my way north. Now, in the mountains of Virginia, you're going to have some windy conditions. Could possibly have some rain in the mix. However, the rain will be pretty much along the coastline, starting with about Delaware, then moving up to Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania, so on and so forth, and then New Jersey, and then from New York City all the way north up I-87 through Albany all the way to the Canadian border, Quebec, then over into Vermont and over into Massachusetts, southern part of New Hampshire. We've got Rhode Island, Connecticut in the mix, and up into Maine as well. It was on the... pretty much the coastline here is what we're talking about. Pretty much the coastline. And, again, flood watches, flood warnings. And then there's some colder weather, in the mountains of North Carolina tonight. You've got a frost warning. Asheville up into the, northeastern corner up around Knoxville, Tennessee. So a little chilly there tonight. And, Michigan, you got a frost warning there. The northeastern and pretty much, the whole northern part of, Indiana tonight. You've got a frost warning there. Certainly across I-80, I-90, US 20, northwestern corner of Ohio, to include Toledo. You've got a frost warning there. And, going up into the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got a frost warning up there. Now, moving out, we'll go to the west. We'll stay up north for just a bit, and then we'll come back down. Up on I-90 and I-94, there's some rain in the mix still, scattered showers across North Dakota, just a little bit west of Fargo, up and down about 100 miles of North Dakota. And up in Montana, just east of Coeur d'Alene, about 40 or 50 miles, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there. And then in Wyoming, we have a fire threat advisory for the entire eastern part of Wyoming. And then going across I-80 from Cheyenne to Laramie, out across to Rollins, and almost all the way to Utah tonight. That same fire threat advisory is in Colorado, northwestern part of Colorado, central part of Colorado, and the southeastern corner of Colorado, the southwestern corner of Kansas. It looks like as if Amarillo, Texas tonight is part of that fire threat advisory, as well as down to Lubbock and the northeastern corner of New Mexico in the fire threat advisory. Going out to Idaho, around Salt Lake City, I-70, to I-15 and I-15 north to just south of Salt Lake City. You got a fire threat advisory there, especially in the higher elevations. You got unsettled weather conditions out in the high desert on, I-40 tonight headed towards Barstow. And, that's the weather. That's the weather as we look at it right now. Now we're waiting for, Denise Simon to give us a call, and I'm sure she will here in just a minute. Because I got her looking for something. I just mentioned in the military segment that we had a report of two sorties that were flown yesterday to destroy the ammo dumps, or one ammo dump that we had in the territory that we had just left in Turkey. And
that situation tonight is very fluent because, of course, in Turkey, don't forget you got the Russians, you've got the Syrians, and you've got the Kurds that are all there together. And we're getting more and more reports about the ISIS fighters being released from jail. And there was a video yesterday, by the way, that showed a bunch of them being released, and they just ran out of the jail. Once the gates were open, they just ran out of the jail. But we do have Denise Simon on the line right now, and we're going to get started talking about what it is that's going on over there. So good morning to Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right, now I'm going to be going back and forth. You're going to hear that noise in your ear. But there was a report late last night, and I heard it several times, and I heard it just a little while ago. Might have been a recorded thing on Salem Radio Network News. But the SRN News was reporting two airstrikes, two sorties were flown yesterday by U.S. aircraft that bombed a storage ammunition dump in an area that we had just left to destroy all the ammunition that we had left behind. And that was a report that came over the news a little while ago. Have you heard anything about that yet?
I have not, but that would be a little on the peculiar side that we wouldn't have left that for the Kurds. I know that we are scrambling in a very big way because we've got a lot of intelligence files, classified material, due to the ISIS, Islamic State fighters that are detained, that we are, and other evidences, because again, you know, Islamic State's not the only terror group there, that, we are trying to gather up to get out of there too. So we're still in a scrambling mode, in a self-defense mode at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was gathering. And there was one video that popped up. I don't know where the heck it came from, but it showed a prison. It showed a bunch of these fighters that were there in their orange suits in the prison. And then it showed them waiting, and somebody opened up the gates, the door, the big holding area, and the gates, and boom, they were out the door, gone, and see you later.
I can't speak to it. I didn't see it. I can't imagine they'd be wearing orange suits either.
Well, they were wearing orange suits, and they were apparently being held by the Kurds. That was the video. It was came from, I don't know what source it came from, but it surfaced on YouTube, and it showed several hundred of them, and they were just out onto the streets and gone in just a matter of a few minutes.
Well, I know that I haven't heard of a second prison break. We did hear of the first one, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a second one, but I have not seen it.
Well, we sit here and we ponder and we wonder and we hear and we see, and there may be a vote coming in the Senate today. We'll lead into that, and we may have to put this off till the top of the hour, but I'm hearing that they're going to vote to override the president's veto, the president's executive order that he did for the national security on the border. And hold that thought, because here comes the music. So we'll get into that after the top of the hour as to whether or not that's what they're going to do. We've heard from a couple of different people that they may be very close to having the votes to do it, but I don't know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.